There's excitement in the studio this morning because it is time, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's time for the Bill Lee Report, starring the incredible former pitcher for the mighty Boston Red Sox, the spaceman himself. It's Bill Lee. Good morning, Bill. Well, hey, Bill, I understand you're home in Vermont today and you got snow on the ground.
I got wool socks, I got a toque on, I got full pajamas, and I ain't getting out of bed.
You got your toque?
Wow.
Wow, is right. And then you play Elvis Costello, someone running around with another girl, and all these sad songs. I remember The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes by Elvis Costello, and that was when I got traded, and it was just a sad day. But the Red Sox, look how they're playing. They came back. Kimbrel saved another one. Yep. You know, Porcello, pinpoint control. Everything's good with the Sox. And then I hear it was nice down there yesterday. I watched part of the game, and it's, they're doing really good. But I tell you, Price, I heard that he's made $1 million each start he's pitched. Is that amazing?
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
He makes approximately $9,000 per pitch.
Oh, my God. I only made $500 a game at my highest pay salary. Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
That also
God,
doesn't make you want to get out of bed.
Soon.
Yep. Hank, could you repeat that? How much does he make per pitch?
$9,000 per pitch.
Are you
trying to make Bill feel bad?
I know.
I remember when Clemens was doing that, they said he was making $5,420 per pitch. And they interviewed me and they asked me, what would I do? I said, I'd go 3-2 on every hitter.
So they've lost a couple of games, all that, but you're not worried, are you?
Oh, hell no, no. That happens. They made a few mistakes, and, they could have done other things. And then you watch yesterday, Tampa Bay had won 8 in a row, and
yep.
They're swinging on the first pitch. They said, if we're a terrible team, we're going to go down swinging, and it's really worked well for them. So, Mookie... he tweaked his hammy but Bogarts came back. They're a solid team, and that Lynn kid, he'll do fine. He's not hitting right now, but he's a good little defensive player, and he fits in well. No, they're firing on all cylinders, and their pitching staff is just, they got three of the biggest giants in the world out there.
Hey, Billy, okay. You worried about the Yankees? They've won 9 straight.
Oh, we knew that coming in, and they got off to a bad start, thank God, and we didn't. So they got to play catch up for the rest of the season, and I think we can beat them. The big guys tend to have more holes in their swing than little guys,
mm-hmm.
And I'll always take the little quick team over the big sluggers.
Okay, now I got a question I've been wondering about all weekend. Because since we last talked, things have changed around here. When you go to the ballpark, you're not going to be able to go walk down Yawkey Way anymore. You're going to have to go down Jersey Street. So I was wondering, did you ever meet Tom Yawkey?
Oh, Tom and I were the best friends right before he died. He used to come down and steal my National Geographic magazines during the winter, and I would go up in his office, and we would sit and talk about, reincarnation. And I told him he had to come back as a bird because of all the birds that he killed on the South Carolina coast when he was owner of Georgia Pacific, and all the DDT he sprayed. He was concerned about birds.
Really?
So, yeah, Tom and I were best buddies. I actually wrote a poem called 23 Jersey Street yesterday, and I figured if they bring it back, maybe they'll send me a contract.
Okay. If you could have voted, what would your vote have been?
Jersey. I'm the guy they interviewed first on WBZ walking down the street that day.
Is that right?
Yeah, they interviewed me, and this young reporter who didn't know it was me said, are you a Red Sox fan? I said, most definitely. And he says, well, they're going to change Yawkey Way. I said, what should they change it to? I said, I definitely not Mrs. Yawkey Way. And I said, I would go back to 23 Jersey Street, and damned if they didn't.
Okay. Okay, so
we already got the door. It's cheaper that way.
Okay. Well, there's your Bill Lee report this morning, man. Hey, stay warm. Wear your thermal socks, and spring eventually will arrive even in Vermont, okay?
They say he rises, so I ain't going downstairs.
Okay. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.